Okay, so we are here in Siman Kuf Yud Beis, and I know I said that we might finish today. We probably won't. It's probably going to be another day of Kuf Yud Beis still. And then, obviously, the next thing we're going to do is going to do Bishalachim. So we started to discuss yesterday the status of different types of pastries. So we know that bread is obviously subject to Pasachim, but then that Raman, the second half of the Raman, Sifav, where he said, Va'osa nilu shekorin kichli, chomini mitika, shekorin lekuch, heim b'chal pas, v'makom shenogin, hata v'pashal of the chavim, gam heim utarin. V'amrin sheish v'mishum bishulei of the chavim. That they would be pas, they would not be bishul. V'yesh v'ini nilu shekorin kichli, shofunosam al barzelu, moshkul al barzel, b'shar safiyah, b'chelev al chazir, b'osan yesh zarim l'osan, v'chein aminat. But obviously, if you're going to put tarfus in it, so then it's going to be a problem. But we saw what seemed like a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz about how to define what is begeder pas and what is begeder bishul, where the Shach said that b'lilasan ova toar lechem, that makes something pas, whereas the Taz said whatever being kovei asuda would require a motzi, that's going to be begeder pas. Those two are not always the same thing, at least not l'chol adeil. So just to go through some of the items, the common foods that you may think of. So when it comes to bagels, I sent out a video, I don't know if anyone had a chance to watch it, that Rav Yehuda Goldberg made for the Smichat Chaver program, where they showed how bagels are made. And bagels are made by being dropped in boiling water for like 15 to 30 seconds. There's not all that much that happens other than the bagel developing its crispy outside, and while remaining soft on the inside, that gives it its very special, unique feel to it. And then when it really gets baked in the oven, so Meishin Yardech El Beisim Lam Gimel says that even though it's cooked in water first and it is edible, it's considered pas, it's not considered bishul. There is no real bishul that happens. In Chelek Dalid, Simen Yud Dalid, Rav Meisha writes to, I think, to Rav Mordechai Tendler, that B'davar Masha Ha'art Al Chuvasi, because Moshe Yardech El Beisim Lam Gimel, Shis Hashem, Hine B'davar HaBegel, Asher Ba'odi Isa Nosim Osa Bin Mayim Rotchim, that they put it in boiling water, v'achar kachof mosam betanur, whether there's nisra bishalakum, poshul anias daiti, mikivan shaka bishul ktsas, al yidei amayim rotchim, hoise isu ru'i la'achila, lo nesu mitzad bishalakum, u mitzad ha'afiyah him rak bidin pas akum shol palter. Hine emes sheishem tos tufus, v'tzarech lios poshul anias daiti, mikivan shaka bishul ktsas al yidei amayim rotchim, lo hoise isa ruyal achila v'lo nesu mitzad bishlachim. I didn't check in my Yidus Moshe whether they ever fixed that. I mean, Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva where he said a sentence that just didn't make any sense. He said, oh, since it's edible as soon as they cook it in the water, therefore it's not going to be subject to bishlachim. So Rabbi Tendler called him out on that and said, what are you talking about? Because it's edible when you put it in the water, it's not bishlachim? That is bishalakum. So Meisher wrote back, typo. It should have said, since it's not edible when you put it in the water, that's why it's not subject to bishalakum. So he says, it's possible that that's what it should have said. V'im tzadekas tainoscha shafilum kishin espashal hayruil lachilum v'chino sisu bishalakum einu nesra shrein derech olam lach l'kach u'betach einu l'kach al shulcham lachim. And even if you want a taina that it's edible, but nobody actually eats it that way, and therefore that's called Eino Ola L'Shulchan Melachim, and it's not going to be Bishalachim anyway. Apparently the argument was made that it's that it is edible, so maybe that should be Bishal. So, typo in the original tshuva, and it should have said that the dough is first cooked with water and it's not edible, and even if it were edible, it's not Ola L'Shulchan Melachim. That is bagels.
In the English,
why?
I don't know, I guess he categorically views it as Ola al Shulchan Melachim.
Meaning he quotes Rav Moshe and argues on Rav Moshe?
I don't know.
He doesn't quote Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is pretty explicit. Right? You know, it's pretty good taina, no? In that state, it's not Ola al Shulchan Melachim, unless you say no. You know, Ola al Shulchan Melachim, we'll have to get to it. They don't know Ola al Shulchan Melachim is the type of food, not the way it's prepared, right? We referred to it the other day, right? That's a huge machlokas. Are potato chips Ola L'Shulchan Melachim or not? So maybe if it's prepared in such a way where it's not yet Ola L'Shulchan Melachim, but it's the type of food that is Ola L'Shulchan Melachim, Maybe, but I don't know. Ramesha clearly understands that this would be not Olah Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but it's a hypothetical, you're saying. It's a hypothetical conversation. Yeah, I think I have that book. That's Rabbi David Cohen of the CRC. Right? That's Rabbi Alfred Cohen's son, you know, the editor of the RJJ Journal. Okay, now, when it comes to pizza, so in the Sefer Noam Halacha, he writes, pizza has the status of Pasach, and even though there's sauce, cheese, and sometimes even vegetables on top of it, because the sauce, cheese, and vegetables could be eaten raw, so it's not any concern of Bishul. It's Nechel Kamoshu Chai. The only thing that's actually, that actually requires the oven to make it edible is the dough, and therefore Melech has a din of Pasach. And not Bishul Akum, meaning that it should be subject to Pasach Akum. Chiddush is that it's not subject to Bishul Akum. What about donuts? So how do you view donuts? Yeah.
Rabbi, by pizza, is it saying edible in terms of you would actually eat it, or it's you can eat it? Because nobody's ever making a pizza uncooked. They're just cooking the crust and then putting sauce and cheese on top.
What do you mean?
I'm saying nobody's going to cook a little pie, then pour sauce on top, and then sprinkle cheese.
No, you pour sauce and cheese on top, and then you put it in the oven. But so when you're putting it in the oven, do you need a Jew to put it in the oven, or can a Palter put it in the oven?
But if the whole point is that it is Roy L'Achila beforehand, because...
And the question is, do we categorize it as Pas or Bishul? So, Nafkaminas, can I have a Palter put it in the oven for me?
Oh.
And so if it's categorized as Pas, then the Palter is able to put it in the oven. If I categorize it as Bishul, then you need a Jew to actually put it in the oven. The donuts are a thick batter, but they're also deep fried. So some poskim assume that donuts have the status of pas and not bishul because there's a thick batter. But there are those that say that no, donuts have the status of bishul because they're deep fried in oil, and that is a bishul. So it really relates back to Shulchan Aruch Har Chaim, right? That's what we pointed out yesterday, that there are 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch whether you'd have to bench if you ate a kedei sviya of something like a donut, of something that was a blila ava that was then fried. If I recall, I didn't get a chance to look it up. So luchora, if I recall, in that machlokas, whether a blila ava that is deep fried, that you're kovei asuda, whether you would have to bench on it, that Magen Avraham says something daraisa luchumna. Since Birchas Hamazon is daraisa, that we go luchumna. Maybe therefore, when it comes to the issue of Bishul Akum versus Pas Akum, it's the same suffix, right? Is it Bishul Akum or is it Pas Akum? One could have argued, suffix to Rabbanan Lekula, that if we really assume that it's Lekula, so maybe suffix to Rabbanan Lekula. I think Rav Avadya has a tshuv in Yechav Adas about this. I think Rav Avadya says that Sad Lehokel, that you would say, since it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, so you would apply the din of suffix and suffix to Rabbanan Lekula. And then Rav Avadya says, it's also donuts, not all the shulchan malachim. I know now they're like these artisan donuts, you know, like you have donuts that have like, I don't know, like $12 a piece and have like, you know, I don't know, whatever, things on it and stuff like that. But a typical donut, you know, a Krispy Kreme donut is not all the shulchan malachim. And again, past precedents notwithstanding. Well, you could question the whole thing, though, because Mishburi says that this machlokas is only where me'ikara, you made the dough with the plan to bake it, and then you decided to fry or cook it. But when you made the dough with the plan to fry it and then to cook it, Mishburi says that everyone agrees that it's not pas in that situation. Everyone agrees that, meaning it's in Aruch Chaim, it's not even pas in that situation, that you wouldn't bench on donuts. So you sit down to a box of Dunkin' Donuts and you eat the box, the contents of the box. The Mishabur says you wouldn't bench because they made it's a Belila Ava, but they made that Belila Ava with the intention to cook it, not with the intention to bake it. So if that's the case, what Tekula over there is a Chumra for us. Because, is a Chumra for us, meaning they would have the status of Bishul but not the status of Pas. And that's why all the Dunkin' Donuts, the kosher Dunkin' Donuts, require that a Mashkiach comes, I think they require that a Mashkiach comes in and turns on the fryer because of Bishul Akum issues, because we assume that it does not have a din of Pas. It might relate to Hilchos Challah also. It's Machlokes Rishonim in Hilchos Challah. If you make a dough with the plan to cook it, do you need to be Mafresh Challah from such a dough? Yeah?
The OU website says that they have the status of Bishul Akum, but then because of the whole Shulchan Aruch,
Ah, so they don't require it because of Eino Shulchan Aruch.
Right. Which means. Don't hold because they think that is served at weddings.
Really?
People that have to serve don't hold.
Kind of
that's the it's so tricky because like that can manage change like on the whim of a caterer like that.
Okay.
One high end caterer decides that it's fancy to have jelly beans and every jelly bean becomes trade. You know, like it's like in 5 minutes the entire Jelly Belly company goes belly up. You know, like the whole it's wild. You know that whole Indian of all those Shulchan Aruch. But that's interesting, that donut holes are all Shulchan Malachim, but donuts are not all Shulchan Malachim. It's just the name. It's a ball that's a donut. Instead of a donut, it's just a little ball. Like, you'd see her, you know. You say, ever see that little cartoon of the Sufkaniyot that see Meet the American Uncle Donut? You ever see that? It's very fun. But they you know, they start screaming, oh, I love that then. You know, so, okay, the bet then. Okay.
So then, because
it's
really a
chumrah
that bagels would be.
Oh, I didn't put on the WhatsApp chat.
That donuts are bishul is really a.
To say that they're bishul would be a chumrah.
Really
but
a cool
oh, because it's really cool because it's not all shulchan malachim. Okay. Aseres yimei tshuva. No, it's more kal.
Yeah.
So aseres yimei tshuva, you're allowed to eat it then. So you can go to Dunkin' Donuts and say
Simei
Tshuva, even if they don't have a Jew. I think in the Five Towns we do have a Jew that turns on meat fryers. I have to check. I'll ask Rabbi Eisen. I believe that. Sometime when I'm not getting sued. I'll ask Rabbi Eisen. Okay, so weiter. Waffles. The Shach in Simchat Yuches, we pointed out, says that a pastry is only pass if it has Tovar Lechem, right? If it has Tura Sapas. And is made with a thick batter. So we saw in that video that I sent around, waffles are definitely not made with a thick batter. It just pours. Or even a thin batter, according to the Taz, it could be a thin batter as long as it's baked and not cooked, and then you would have to bench on it. So when it comes to waffles, in Orachayim Sim Kuf Samaches, Os Lamed Vav, Shar Tzion says, Be'emek Brachim Var, often... Afiyasan Mizel Shalochim Soles Ublilasa Gamkin Rakam Od, Vinotal Bekaf Meosa Kli Shiiso Betocho, Vishofe Chosab Bidufus Shal Barzel, Shakorin Forvan, meaning he's describing taking a Blila Raka, putting it in a form, right, which is exactly like a waffle maker, Viesh Lamala Od Barzel Acher Kamohu, and then there's another Barzel that matches the form on the bottom, Viesa Nishvach Bein Shnei HaBarzelin. Ukshemahadik barzel barzel yachad. So then the rakik is betochel as nefe miyad al barzel shulcham ma'od ve'elu einlam toras lechem klal hol v'nespashtu kol kach dak dak, that they don't have tzuras pas because they're made with a watery batter and therefore they don't have the status of pas, which would mean that a svardi would not be allowed to order a waffle in a kosher restaurant where there's a non-Jew that's making the waffles, even if a Jew lit the waffle iron. We're going to see when we get to Bishlachim, right? Meaning for Ashkenazim, turning on the fire is good enough. So waffles will be subject to Bishl, which is chapsi yuj nafkamina for travelers, like we pointed out. That even if you're going to assume that people aren't putting their bacon strips on the waffle maker, which is not so clear that you can assume that. And again, as I mentioned the other day, Haraya, they put signs sometimes in some of the hotels. Please only put the waffle batter in, which someone brought to me as a raya that people only use it for waffle batter. I said, no, it's a raya lehepech, because you wouldn't put a sign, you know, unless you had a problem. But so for a traveler, if once you make it about bishul and not about pas, so that trafes up the kalim. Pas akum is not going to trafe up the kalim. Bishul akum is going to trafe up the kalim. That's not pashut, what I just said. Meaning, I just actually saw, like 10 minutes ago, or 10 minutes before Shir started, there's a tshuva sefer called Mechza Eliyahu, Rav Falk, who just passed away tragically, pretty unexpectedly, about a year ago. He was a big posek in England, and Rabbi Jonas Steinitz bought me the tshuva sefer. So he has a whole kuntros on Bishul Akum, like 100 pages on Bishul Akum. Should be exciting when we get to Bishul Akum. But one of the things, he has a long piece on whether Pas Akum trafes up Kalim. And even though it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch about Bishul, you don't have 2 days in Shulchan Aruch by Pas. So he comes to the conclusion that Pasachim, we would assume, would not trafe up the Kelim. So would Chafiyuj Nafkamina, if you're going to make yourself waffles, if the waffle iron was used for Bishul Akum, because all the Kohen in the hotel make waffles, so then it's you're not allowed to use it. But if it's Pasachim, then the Chora, you would be allowed to use it. Another issue, breadcrumbs. If you look in Se'ifim Zayin and Ches, so they're a little less relevant Ladina, but the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Zayin Pas Balabayis Asura Li'olam Afilu Kana Palter Mimenu Afilu Sholchal Yisrael Lebesa V'chein Afilu Sholchal Yisrael La'achar Asura Li'olam Shol Palter Muteres Li'olam Afilu Kana Balabayis Mimenu Sholom Holchu B'Yisruze Achar Misha Pas B'Yadu Achshav. We've already seen this, right? That we go basar the shasafia, we don't go basar where the food is right now. So the pasbal bais is going to be osur even after a palter bought it from him, and then a Jew bought it from the palter, and then that Jew gave it to another Jew, and that Jew doesn't even know where it came from. He just thinks it came from his Jewish friend. If it started as pasbal bais, it remains osur. Similarly, pas shel palter is mutli olam. It doesn't matter who it went to. So the question is, breadcrumbs, l'chora, should be problematic, right? Meaning if originally they were baked as bread, right? So, and the fact that you then crumbed them shouldn't really make any difference. So l'chora, if you want, well, I shouldn't say problematic, meaning it should be paspalter, meaning it should be an issue of paspalter. Even though now they're in the state of crumbs, and when you look at a box of breadcrumbs, you say, that's raw. What am I going to do with those breadcrumbs? I'm going to put it on my chicken, and I'm going to bake it. I'm going to cook it. I'm going to fry it. I'm going to cook the chicken. So it's raw. So, but it may not be considered raw, because if a breadcrumb is pshuto kemashmo, crumbs of bread, so it may already be paspalter. So if you are makbid on paspalter, or let's say during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, or Shabbos, which is very often when people eat breaded chicken, then l'chora would be a problem. Everyone agrees that breadcrumbs are bread, and l'chora would be pasakim if they were made by a non-Jew. However, l'chora, there's a way to fix it. There's a machlokas if you could fix pasakim by having a Jew fry the breadcrumbs or rebake the breadcrumbs. The Maril in Simun Kuf Samachay holds that once the bread is finished, it's asa forever. So paspal abayis or paspalter, according to Sephardim, can't be fixed by frying or rebaking or anything like that. Even if you want to crush it and dissolve it into a liquid, it doesn't matter. It stays asa forever, whatever you want to do, unless it becomes bata, like we have in Sif Yodalit, that there's such a din of bittel, that there's bittel berov when it comes to pasachim. You don't need shishim for pasachim, you only need bittel berov. Raya from kutach, okay, we'll get there when we get there. However, the Abnei Nezer, in Yoredeh Simon Kuf Yod, disagrees with the Maril. And the Avnei Nezer writes, Nistapakti, he says he was Mesupuk, Im Yesh Takana L'Bishal Akum Sheyitzulenu Yisrael, O Shenitzla Yidei Akum Sheyivashulenu Yisrael, L'das Avlozim Mitz, D'yesh Tzliach Rabishul, Bishal Akha Tzli. He says, what if you have something that's Bishal Akum? Can I now roast it? And now it will be, meaning hot dogs, right? So hot dogs are, from what I understand, are pre-cooked. Right, you're not going to get salmonella from eating an uncooked hot dog. You may get a lot of other things, but they're pre-cooked. But who wants to eat a pre-cooked hot dog that way? I mean, even, you know, they're disgusting when they put them on those roller things. You want to grill a hot dog? That's why a hot dog. So you're gonna roast the hot dog. You're gonna barbecue the hot dog. So if you hold that there's such a din by Hilchos Shabbos that yesh tzliach harbishul. So then the Jew is the one that roasted the hot dog. So if you fry baked bread, or you bake fried bread, because yesh liach harfiyah and yesh bishul harfiyah, and then the Jew partook in that, then it would be okay. Now, rebaking already baked bread would not allow the bread, unless rebaking enhances the bread. We'll get to that in Sifyot Beis, that if baking it again will make it better, then that will in just a second. So it turned out that if you are having breaded chicken cutlets and you're makbid on paspalter, what would it turn out according to the Avnei Nezer? You need to fry your chicken cutlets, right, not to bake your chicken cutlets. So go back to, you know, I remember when I was a kid, chicken cutlets were always fried. That's the way. And then like we got health conscious. So now we bake chicken cutlets. But if you fry them, then it would be okay. It would also turn out that you can make French toast out of pasaku. Right? That if you buy mamish pasaku, paspalabais, and then you make French toast out of it, so now you've cooked it. So it's bishul acharafia. So now it's fine. Sharm Mitzion Balacha on the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch quotes a Chassam Sofer about a bagel that's cooked and then baked and says it's not bishul akum because it's not really bishul. I mean, like the real reason we said 1537 is not really bishul. And he says, anyway, the afia is mevatel the bishul. By breadcrumbs, the bishul is mevatel the afia. It's a little bit of a stretch, you know, this cheshbon, right, to apply Rav Elazar Meimetz in Hilchos Shabbos over here. Because Bishul Acharafia is a din in Hilchos Shabbos. To change the Cheftza from Isser to Heter based on that, you know, we don't really have that explicitly, I don't think, and we've shown them over here. Meaning that's a din in Hilchos Shabbos in terms of what's called a melacha of Bishul. Not to take something that's a Cheftza Shel Isser and turn it into Heter, meaning it's a bit of a stretch. Agav, chicken cutlets that are breaded, or bracha. But you know, I'm told Rav Nevinzal holds mizonos. Kol sheyesh lo mechamish. Rabbi Reisman Shlita argues that bread and cutlets are shahakol, which I think most people assume, because the mizonos is clearly a tafel. Kol sheyesh lo mechamish minim. It's never going to be a tafel. It's never going to be, the bracha is always going to be mizonos as long as there's any chamish minim, which is simple pshat in the Gemara. So he says that it's clearly not always true, because the Mishnah says that if you have dag meluach, you have something that's very, very salty, and you take bread just to dull the strength of it. So the halacha is that that the bread is the tafel in that case. So obviously bread can be a tafel. When can't it be a tafel? When do we say kol sheyesh bo? When it's mixed in together with other ingredients. But if it's distinct from the other ingredients, maybe you could argue that then of course it could be a tafel. So that's the argument that a number of the posts can make. And the Stechemini suggests like sort of a pshar. He says, if you use the breadcrumbs as a coating, then rabu amachmirim. But if the crumbs are mixed with eggs or other things, where it's much more like panam chadashos, then it becomes mutzer because it no longer resembles the pas at all. Meaning as long as the pas is still pas, just chopped up into little pieces, it's going to still be pas akum. But if it's mixed with a whole bunch of other things, then it's not. So as a matter of halacha, I think we're makel on paspalter anyway, so it's irrelevant la halacha. But if you happen to be machmir, it seems that there is room to be machmir on this also. Meaning, it depends how serious you are about your chumash here.
At what point do you try to assess if it's in or al shulchan halacha?
What do you mean?
For example, the breadcrumbs. Right away, I would say I would never serve a king plate of breadcrumbs. But it came from bread. I would serve him bread.
You're
oh, but now I'm frying it to make French toast. I wouldn't.
Okay, so maybe when we get to Bishul Acham, we'll discuss the gedder of Olah Shulchan Acham. But over here, meaning over here, what we're trying to suggest is forget Olah Shulchan Acham because this is about Pasachim. We're assuming this is actually Pasachim.
But the heter would still apply.
The heter, no.
It's in Olah, so then you can have it.
That's for Bishul. So for pas, you're allowed to have it anyway. Meaning for pas, there's no olal shulchan aruch. That's by.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't have to run into the question of oh, perhaps it's bishul, because even if it was bishul, it's ain't olah.
No. Let's say forget the question. Maybe it's bishul. If it's pas akum and I'm machmir about pas akum, I mean I'm machmir about pas palter. Right.
Okay.
That's the case. Rabbi Reisman said that the owner of Jason's breadcrumbs is a frum guy and came to Rav Palm once to ask whether it's kedai to be makbid about Pas Yisrael and the breadcrumbs. And this was the shayla, meaning, do I need to be makbid on Pas Yisrael? Is it worthwhile being makbid on Pas Yisrael for the breadcrumbs? Meaning, you don't need to, because it's Pas Palter and Ramesha, the factories and everything. You don't need to, just be camp for Pas Yisrael on the label. But for those who want to be makbid about Pas Yisrael, would he be providing a service to the community by making sure that the breadcrumbs are Pas Yisrael? So Pan thought, yeah, he would be providing source. Ah, Yavni Nezer, if they're just going to go cook the breadcrumbs anyway. Well, first of all, half of them aren't going to cook them, they're going to bake them. And they've already been baked. And Einafia Acharafia, so it's not going to, that's not going to help anyway. And even those who will cook them, Mehechit Eser, that we pass like this Avni Nezer, that we apply Reglazmi Mitzvah from Hilcha Shabbos over here. So Pam thought it was a good idea. I tried to Google it last night to see who the owner of Jason's breadcrumbs is. You know, could be a guy Davin's in Shul with me for all I know, but I couldn't find it.
The owner is Jewish, why is it an issue?
Why is it an issue of a Pasak? Oh, so we can get to that. If you have a Jewish store where non-Jews are baking, right, that could be even worse. No, they're baking bread. Okay, so we'll get there. We'll get there. I mean, we did it, but we'll get back there again. We'll get back there again very soon. Now, in Sivches, Shulchan Aruch tells us, Yesh Misha Omer, the Bemakum Shein Palter Motze Klal, Mutra Afilu Shal Bale Batim, that a big kula. There's no Palter at all. Paspala Bias is going to become Mutra. And it just brings it as a stam. So we already pointed out that this seems to be a big stira to what it says in Siv Beis. So we explained, the Aruch HaShulchan explained, Siv Beis, there was an opportunity to buy from a Palter guy, but over here he's talking where there's no opportunity to buy from a Palter at all. Not a Palter, he sold no Palter guy even. There's no Palter. It's a Metzius that's, you know, so rachok min, you know, like it would never happen. Where do you not have a Palter? And Prichadash just adds, and even to utilize this kula, it would have to be that you've gone 3 days without bread. Which, again, very unlikely with seeds. Although, many of us go 3 days without bread nowadays because we eat so many other kinds of foods. But it used to be to go 3 days without bread. It was like unthinkable. Who would ever go 3 days without bread? In Minchas Yitzchak, in the Tshuva, in the Gimel Simen Mem Hei, he has a Tshuva if there's an Isra Bal Tashchis to throw away bread that the Shulchan Aruch says is mutter, but you want to be machni. And let's say this case, right? Malcolm Shane Palter Matsui Kla. So it's mutter. It's mutter. So are you allowed to throw it out? Or do you say that that's Baltashlis? Because Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutter. So it comes out that anything you do for a chumra is not Baltashlis. I mean, anything you do for a halachic reason is not together Baltashlis. But it's interesting because he brings a raya, strange raya. He compares it to a yuria in a Sefer Torah. That's kosher. Let's say you have a section of the Sefer Torah that's kosher but not Mehuda. There was some sort of mistake and they fixed it by squeezing a bunch of letters together. You ever see like that? And, you know, where they fixed it. They made it okay. They made it kosher. But you wanted the most Mehuda Sefer Torah. So I got shaylos like this with people's Megillahs that Shachta has certain hakpados about the way the Aseres B'nei Haman have to be written. And pretty much nobody's Megillah, you know, fits exactly those hakpados. So people wanted to change out the urea of the Megillah, right? So so is that Baltashkis of the other urea? So it's not Baltashkis because it's you're making it more Mehudar. So Kolshkin by bread, so it's not going to be a virus. If you're taking urea with Kisvei Kodesh on it, it's not going to be Baltashkis. So it's not going to be Baltashkis by bread, even if you're. Even though the Shulchan Aruch here says it's mutter, we can be machmir if we want. Any questions? That in Siftes, Shulchan Aruch goes on to tell us that there are three different. So this is important. Siftes, we get back into like very lemaisa. What does a Jew have to do to make it not pasaku? Right, meaning we've discussed what's pas and what's bishul. Right, we discussed the basis of Pasaku, but what does a Jew need to do in order to make it not Pasaku? So Shulchan Aruch Siv Tes tells us, Hidlikov Yichavim Matanu, Va'afa Ba Yisrael, Oshidlik Yisrael Va'afa Yichavim, Oshidlikov Yichavim Va'afa Yichavim, Ba Yisrael V'niyere Eish Ma'at, Harei Zemutin. Va'afilu Lo Zerak Ala Eitz Echol Tuch Hatanu, Hitu Kol Hapasha Bo, She'en Adover Elios Heker, that's a key line, She'en Adover Elios Heker, and then the Ramay adds Vim Nafach Bei Shavikichitui, that fanning the flame. So a little bit of background. When you bake bread, unlike when you cook, where sometimes the recipe will say preheat the oven to whatever temperature. But with cooking, you know, usually it's not really that important. By bread baking, it is really important that the oven be preheated. It doesn't come out right if you don't preheat the oven. So there's always a preheating of the oven, and that's a key part of the baking. And then obviously you put in the bread, and then as you bake throughout the day in old style ovens, where you have to have firewood in there, so as you bake throughout the day, the oven cools down a little bit. So you need to keep adding fuel to the oven. You need to keep reheating the oven. So that's what the Mechaber is talking about, that the Jew has to do one of those three things, one of those three steps. Either the Jew lights the fire, and the non-Jew does everything else, but by preheating the oven, the Jews want to preheat the oven, that's good enough. And this is the Mechaber, meaning in Bishul, he doesn't say the same thing, right? By Bishul, it's not good enough to just preheat, because preheating by Bishul is not such a chash of a thing. But preheating by Afia is a very chashuv thing. Then the second possibility is the Jew puts the bread in the oven, even though the non-Jew turned the oven on. And third is that the non-Jew lights the fire and bakes the bread, but the Jew makes sure that the fire keeps going, throws in a tiny piece of wood, stokes the coals, throws in a toothpick, something to keep the fire going, right? That's the lashon of the Mechaber. It doesn't really have to be much that he's adding, right? Afia lo zarek ala etz echad. He threw in one little piece of wood, and it doesn't quantify how large that piece of wood is. Anything that adds to the fire. And then the Rama says, even blowing on the coals makes the bread pass Yisrael. So the reason, Shulchan says, because all you need is a hecker. You just need a hecker to remind you that pas akum is asr. So there are kulas in afiyas akum that are not relevant to bishul akum. Because by bishul akum, because again, this is the mechaber. Mechaber is not so makel when it comes to bishul akum. Hashlachas kisein, by bishul akum, according to the mechaber, is not okay. The Gra writes on the bottom over here, interesting, he says, why is it that fanning the flame, according to the Rama, is good enough? What does the Gra say? Osi Yitzhes, I think. Kamosh Kasuba Bakama, Yud Chesem Beis, Tarnagol, V'chule. Rami Yisham Yizayin Beis, Bisham Sumchus V'chule, Hadar, V'chule, Mimkei, Kanami Ami, Kichita V'yad, the Gufa Dami. What's he saying? Everything's V'chule, V'chule, V'chule. So he's saying, because by the sugi above the kama, by a tarnagol, that if it flaps its wings and it makes a ruach, that's kigufo. So over here also, ruach is kigufo. So when you, that's the tushtel that he's making. So when you fan the flames, so it's like you yourself are lighting the fire, the ruach that you're adding is kigufo. So says the Gra. That's the first thing that came to his mind where it comes from. The Aruch HaShulchan tells us that Siftes has heterim that you can always use, but that's the difference between Siftes and Sifyut. Meaning, we go on to Sifyut, and Shulchan Aruch tells us, you know, not only turning on the fire and putting the bread in the oven and keeping the fire going, Sifyut, im afu b'tanra al yidei ovid chavim shalosh pa'amim b'yom echad, v'ichshiru atanra al yidei kisein b'shtei pa'amim, u'bepam ha'shlishis lo hichshiru mutim. The first two times you took care of it. So the third time you didn't throw a kisem, you didn't throw a chip of wood in the fire. That's okay anyway. Says Ramav Yeshomrim, Dim Hichshar Tanur Pamachas, Velo Oman Hatanur Me Eis La Eis Below Hesed, Afilu Afo Bo Kach Kama Yamin, Hakol Mutter Mikor Hechshar Rishon. Yeshlus Mechazem. The oven's going for a week. A week ago, you threw in a splinter. It's all good. It's all good. As long as it didn't sit for 24 hours, may ace la ace below hesed. Wow. So those are some significant kudos. Right? Oven was used three times during the course of the day to bake bread. The first two times you threw in a tiny piece of wood, but not the third time. That's okay. The third batch is pas Yisrael also. So the gras of Katan Chaf explained, well, why? Why would that be okay? So he says, Tasakas Arishonos Mo'ilos Asagachron Yosu Mikisev. So he said, what is a throwing a toothpick help anyway? It's a teeny little nothing. But having an oven used twice already today leaves enough residual heat that really does help. That helps more than a shlachas kisei. So the Gra says, kal v'chomer, that it's going to help. The Rama disagrees. The Yesh Omer, Dim hichshar atanu pamachas, v'lo amar atanu me'es leis v'lo hazik, afilu afo bo kach kama yamim, right? The Rama says that even if a Jew throws a tiny piece of wood into the stove's, the oven's flame, and there hasn't been a 24-hour period where the oven was sitting idle, so any bread baked in that oven is considered pas Yisrael, even if the toothpick was thrown in a few days ago. And the Shach adds over here in Simchon Chaf that if you're not sure if the oven was another kula, on top of that, if you're not sure if the oven was sitting for 24 hours with nothing going on, then it's mutter anyway. Because something drove on the kula.
Wow.
So a lot of kulas. You see why the Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, this is we've gone to a different level of kula over here beyond what we had in Sif Tes. And that's why the Mechaber breaks it down into two different seifim. There are the kulas that are normal kulas, and then there are like, whoa, you know, only b'shasat chak kulas. There's a fascinating comment the Gilyan Marsha has over here, though. If you look in the Gilyan Marsha, on that shach, Davi Sveket Rabbanan, says the Gilyan Marsha, Ayin Simin Kuf Yud Dine Svek Sveka Os Chak. Okay, that's the comment. So, you have to look, then it becomes fascinating. All right, so what is what happens in Simen Kuf Yud? We can spend that much time in Simen Kuf Yud, in Dine Svek Sveka. So, one of the rules of Sabbath Rabban Lukula is that when you have something that's Becheskas Issin, and the suffix is, was the Issin removed, we don't say Sabbath Rabban Lukula. In Sabbath Rabban Lukula is, I have a suffix Issin, but it was Becheskas Hatin. Everything in the world is Becheskas Hatin for the most part until you have reason to believe that it's Asir. What if you have something that's Becheskas Issin, and then I just don't know if that Issin was removed? So then I don't say Sabbath Rabban Lukula. It's based on the Mishnah in the Sechas Yadayim. So the Gilyan Marsha is asking over here that the oven is Becheskas Issin. You have a suffix whether the Jew did something to be Machshir. So may I think that how could the Shach say Sabbath Rabban Lukula? It's against the Kvalim. You know, the Marsha, you have what this might relate to. There's a machlokas tanoim. If you find a, you know, the classic case, the Shev Shmeitzer case, you find the mikveh to be chaser, and you know that it was once Arbaim Sah, but right now it's Nimtza chaser. So, okay, so what's the chazaka? So the chazaka of the mikveh was that it was shalim, that it was fine, that it was kosher. But the person that went to the mikveh, his chazaka was the cheskas tuma, right? Because otherwise he wouldn't have been going to the mikveh. So over here also, the oven is Becheskas Issin. The bread is Becheskas Hatir, because it was flour and water, so it was all kosher, so it was Becheskas Hatir. So would that be the argument of the Shach? I'm going to say Sabbath Rabban Lukula, because the Nidon is not the oven, the Nidon is the bread. And the bread didn't have Becheskas Issin. If the Nidon were the oven, then in a chinami, that was Becheskas Issin, until you tell me that the Jew did enough.
It's hard to say that here, because Kol HaOmed Liz, Kiss, so yes, the bread before it enters the oven is yet to be usher, but the mahalach that happens
today. Yeah. So I don't know if I would have said kolomid lekir like in that formulation, but I was thinking something similar, that the nidon is not flour and water. The nidon is bread. And like we said, bread needs a preheated oven. Meaning bread needs that's part of bread. Meaning the ingredients of bread are not flour, water, yeast, whatever, salt, or I never made bread in my life. But that's not the ingredients of bread. The ingredients of bread are all that and an oven. Right? That's all part of the so to say that there's a cheskes heter, there was a cheskes heter on dough, but I'm not eating dough. I'm eating bread.
The halos of the pasuk.
There's no chazak to make. I mean, I'm trying to say that there's no cheskas heter over here.
There's no cheskas heter
either. Can we
say cheskas heter? I know. I would like to, but I'm trying to be honest. Meaning, it doesn't seem to me that there's a cheskas heter over here. It seems you're saying there's no cheskas heter. I thought you were also agreeing with me that there's no cheskas heter. You're saying there's no cheskas heter. Why?
The suffix was introduced whether you threw the kisim in before any halos heter occurs, which happens after the bread.
No, but the chazaka is that this is an oven that's heated by non-Jews.
That's the oven, meaning that's like the mikvah, but not the item.
No, the non-Jews are putting the bread in also. They're doing everything.
But
non-Jews are doing everything. The Shaili is, did I also do something?
Okay,
But your shayla on what you contributed occurred before the non-Jews put in the bread. You might have thrown in the kisim before they put in the...
Mechitesim.
I thought that when does this help you introduce them?
It could be at any point. Right? Maybe at any point. Maybe not any point. Meaning maybe once the bread is fully baked, we'll get to that also, but it could be at any point.
Who says the oven can have a cheskas isser when you're not... Your only time with the oven's interplay with something else. So, like, the oven might not have a chazaka... Like,
we're saying the whole thing. The oven with the bread and everything. So I just don't know if shlachas kisim, if I contributed anything.
It's not like... That's not the same thing as saying something as cheskas isser. Like, this thing is in an isser state. Like, the oven is just an oven. It's not usser mutter. It's just an oven. Especially for something like Pasachim, which is...
I mean, where it's not even going to trade for the Kalim.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not an Usr Avin, it's just a question of... Meaning Pasachim is not a din in the Chefza, it's a din in the Maisa.
Yeah. So the
Avin is
just an Avin. You don't say, oh, it's a Mutter Avin, an Usr Avin, it's just an Avin.
Right. So that's how you'd answer the Gibran Mashah's question. I hear? Anyone argue? No? Well, we're just going to take that.
Why does Rabbi not like saying that the ingredients are from what you're discussing?
I just don't think so, because nidon is not about flour and water. Flour and water are inedible. There's no din of pasachim of flour and water. The whole din of pasachim is only when it's pas.
So the question is this item mutter? This item was always mutter.
It's not the same item. It's panim chadash of balukah. It's an entirely different item.
There's iser hana on the flour. You wouldn't say it's something else.
What is hana on the flour?
Why are you saying panim chadash?
Because there was no isser on the flour. The whole isser is only when you make bread. Right? That's all chashash chasnas. A guy can sell me all the flour he wants and all the water he wants. No. Maybe through what the shach means, it's like Mecca saying that there's no chaskas isser in the oven because the oven's not isser. The oven is just something that can generate isser. But it's not actually us. Now, we mentioned the Aruch HaShulchan, Simchon Chavzayin over here, says to only rely on these kulas of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and Sivyu B'Shas Adchak, meaning in order to consider the bread Pas Yisrael, ideally the Jew has to do one of the three things that we said in Siv Tess. Turn on the fire, stoke the coals, put the bread in the oven, throwing a toothpick into the flames, and relying on the original lighting is a B'Shas Adchak kind of thing. And also, a lot of Achronim don't rely on the 24-hour kula of Ramah today, with our ovens that completely cool off within an hour or so. Meaning, those are talking about ovens that retain heat for a very long time. If you shut off your oven and you keep the door of the oven open, an hour later you'll never be able to tell that it was even on. So it doesn't retain heat so much. If you look at the grass of Kadachav, which is going on Sif Yud, on the stuff in Sif Yud, so the grass writes. I get the wrong sip cut in here in my notes. The Gra writes, Hesekos Arishonos Mu'ilos Lahesaka Achron Yosu Mikisa Mochita. What does that tell you? We read this Gra already. He's going to the Aruch HaShulchan said, Sif test, that's for everybody. Sif Yud is only Shasat Chak. And what's the Gra's understanding of why Sif Yud works? Because it's better than Sif test. No, is that what he's saying? Which is siftas. The kol shkei. Shagam nishru gecholamei asekos harishonos. So is the Gra arguing on the Aruch HaShulchan? Is the Gra saying that these haterim and sifyud apply even shalom b'shas adchak? I don't know. It sounds to me like that. No? Am I reading it wrong? I don't know, it sounds to me like that. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Beis throws in a disclaimer. And he writes, Im afa v'kav ma'pas, b'lo chito Yisrael, b'lo kisim, afilu karmu p'nei ha'pas b'tanur, mo'il chito Yisrael chol zman sh'apas tsarich l'tanur, u'mashbiach ba'afiyoso adayim. V'yesh v'yishar v'shafilu hotzi ha'pas, yesh takana l'akziru l'tanur Yisrael im hu mashbiach. A very important kula, right? That if you can make it better, even if it's out of the oven already, and you can make it better, then it's not going to be pasachim anymore. It's going to be pas Yisrael. So once the bread is finished and you can't make it better, just leaving it is going to burn it. So stugging the coals doesn't help. Wow. So this is very nogel to myself. If you're makbid on pasachim, or let's say Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you buy Thomas's English muffins, right? Let's say you hold the Yoyus Kula, that the Milchik English muffins there, right? You buy Thomas's English muffins. So would you say, Pas Palter, how could you buy Thomas's English muffins? So then what's the terrace? How do you eat an English muffin? You're toasted. Who eats an English muffin like that? What kind of animal eats an English muffin? It's not toasted, right? So you're toasting an English muffin. So if you're going to make it better by toasting it, so then Mela becomes Pas Yisrael. It's not Pas Palter anymore. It's a huge win for the SRC Mechuba. By the time we're done, there's going to be nothing else in SRC Mechuba. Everything's going to be fine in SRC Mechuba. I mean, obviously, if you hold a Gramesha, that anything made in a factory is not Pas Palter anyway, so that, then you're good. The Gra in Sivkat and Chafei, over here says that Lahaka, what does he say? Sivkat Chave, Imaf of Yeshmi, the Lahaka Lamru, Acher Kamachu Ben Jusaye, Nuklum, Aval Kruvi Bishul, the Yisrael, the Yola Mahani. So what's he telling me? There's Machlok Shishon if you have something cooked, Kamachu Ben Jusaye, but not Mavusul called Sarko. So on Shabbos, let's say, can you put the cover back on the pot? Right? That's Memar Bishulah. It's not fully cooked, so by putting the cover back on the pot, while it's still on the heat source, that's going to be Memar Bishulam. So there's a long beer halacha in Hilchos Shabbos that you have to be machmir not to be Memar Bishulam by putting the cover back on the pot, or the other way to be Memar Bishulam is like if it's, you have an old-fashioned metal tin blech, you know, over a fire, to move it closer to the fire, something like that. Right, so being Memar Bishula, we're saying by doing that over here, that would be positive, right? Meaning if you're doing that to the past, then you're doing something you're contributing. So essentially, anything that you do, anything that a Jew does to make the bread better or keep the cooking going is going to be a legitimate contribution to make it Pas Yisrael. So l'chora, if covering a pot is memahar bishulov, what if the guy heated the oven? The guy put the bread in the oven. You never threw in a kisem or anything like that. You just closed the door.
Another process, I know.
Right, l'chora, according to the din of memahar bishulov, so it's a bigger memahar bishulov than hashlachas kisem. What's the argument? Is there any argument to say the other way? The argument, say the other way, is what's the point of the Jewish participation? So that's what I highlighted before. The Shulchan Aruch said, because all Shein Adam Elios hacker. That it's a hacker that you're. So is closing the door just look like, you know, you're just moving the door out of the way, or is that a hacker that you're actually doing something to the bread? I don't know. I would think it's enough of a hacker because you can't bake the bread with the door open. So the chora, that would be a hacker also. What about the father? What about like a? You know, in industrial baking, sometimes they have these bakeries in the middle of nowhere, and the mashgiach can't get there every day. You know, they have these, so they put a timer on the thing, and they set a timer that every single day, the Jew will set the timer on January 1st, that every single morning at 5 a.m. the ovens will go on. So the Jew turned on the oven on December 31st, back on January 1st. So 12 months later, the oven's still going on because he set that timer. So is that going to be good enough? So that's machlokas among contemporary poskim. Is that considered a hefer? Is that considered something significant enough? So in Minchas Yitzchak and Chelz Dalid, so in Chav Chesos Dalid, he says, Kibin dahacha ahani af maiso kolduhu, va'afrak neficha be'ish, kibin shein tzorcha leheker bi'alma, all you need is a heker, yardea kufyud be'y siftes, ayim p'chadish kvadiyaz, zein chluk b'za, be'nim nafach b'mafuach, so this is going to work also. A timer by a Jew makes it Pas Yisrael. No worse than blowing the coals or throwing a toothpick into the flame, setting the timer, you're doing the whole thing, you're turning the whole thing on. Now, the Gra had said, we read that Gra before, that what's Neficha is called the Maisa Begufo. And that's why Neficha works. So the Gra is introducing a new thing. You need a Maisa Begufa. Is this a Maisa Begufa? I said a timer? Where would we look? Like
it's like Grum.
Ah. Meaning, is this considered just grama? When I set a timer, and then a week later, it's turning on based on the timer. So the gra seems like it, saying grama is not enough. You need a ma'isa begufa. The neficha works because it's a ma'isa begufa. So the Heinemann shlita from the Star K holds that it's pasakum because turning the oven on with the timer is only grama. It's not a ma'isa begufa. You're not doing enough. Shulchan Aruch and Rama were mekel. It did a ma'isa, and that it may have helped just a teeny tiny bit in the baking process when you throw a toothpick in, but it helped and it was a ma'isa. Whereas when you set the timer, you did the whole thing. There was no fire without what you did, but there was no ma'isa. And for hecker purposes, without a ma'isa, it's going to be useless. If you look on the Star K website, they have like frequently asked questions. Can Bishul Yisrael be achieved by setting a timer that will ignite the oven at set intervals? Answer, no. Since the Yehudi does not perform direct lighting of the oven, it would not qualify for Bishul Yisrael. In commercial settings, e.g. hotels, hospitals, or factories, where large boilers provide the steam for the cooking equipment, Bishul Yisrael requirements would be fulfilled if the Yehudi flips a switch or presses a button that directly ignites a boiler. If the action that is performed by the Yehudi causes an indirect lighting of the oven, that action may not qualify for Bishul Yisrael. Hence, dialing a number that in turn trips the switch, that in turn lights an oven, would be considered a grama, an indirect action that may not qualify for Bishul Yisrael. Rabbinic guidance is recommended. So what he's saying is, he's talking about the, they have in the OU office, they just go on the computer, and they type in a code, and fire turns on in Nebraska, right? So Rabbi Heinemann says nothing doing. You can't do that. That's it's too much of a grum. It's not. Where you go on the app on your phone. The way I turn on the lights in my shul is if I'm at home and someone calls me up, says you get the lights on the shul. So I go on the app on my phone. I flip the thing, and the lights go on in my shul. So says Rabbi Heinemann, that's a grum. Well, maybe the lights in the shul will be doing this more and more direct, but whatever. That's a grum. When you turn on an oven, it's recognizable. Just one second. This might, if you really hold you need a ma'isa, it could be a huge problem for us. Let me ask you the following. A guy turns on the oven to 300 degrees. It needs to be 500 to bake the bread or to cook the food, let's say. A Jew comes, turns the dial from 300 to 500. Is that good enough? So, of course it's good enough. Oh, why not? It's better than Hashlachas Kisim. What happened when he turned it from 300 to 500? Hashlachas Kisim does what? It adds to the fire. What did the Jew do in a modern oven? A modern oven, when it's already on. When you ever notice when you turn the knob that it goes on in the oven? No, you've never noticed that, because that does not happen, right? That happens on a stovetop. But in the oven, that doesn't happen. What happens in the oven? The fire's on. It will just stay on for longer until it reaches that temperature. That's the way the thermostat works. That's how a safe oven works. So really, it will turn it unbelievable, because all you're really doing is hasaras hamoneya. There's something that's going to stop the fire from turning off, and you're removing that which would stop the fire from turning off. Hasaras hamoneya is not a ma'isa. So you're going to call that a ma'isa? Yeah, turning a dial is a ma'isa. So if you hold that it's all a din and hecker, so then good, you have a hecker, you did something that's recognizable. You were right there, you turned it, everyone knows what that means, everyone knows turning the dial makes the oven go higher. But if you're really going to be very ma'isa focused, it's a problem. It might be even less than a grama. There's a Rav Chaim Meir, there's a tshuva about electricity, where he discusses that maybe turning on the light is only a grama. Because what do? I turn on the light, so I'm putting the two little wires together. I have no idea how electricity works, but by the way, neither Rav Chaim knows there. The later post can point out that he just totally missed it. What he describes is just not. But Rav Shlomo Zalman said, the Davonenu, Rav Chaim knows he didn't, he just, whoever explained it didn't explain it wrong. But you put the two wires together, and now LIPA, I'm from Long Island, LIPA is going to power it through. I'm not doing anything. So he says, no, it's not a grama, because anytime you have something, and this may be helpful for us, the Achiezer has a svara in halacha, he didn't make it. he said anytime you have something where that's how you do it, you can't call that a grama. Meaning, how do you turn on a light? You flip a switch. So flipping a switch can't be called a grama, because that's how you do it. That's the ikar way to do the action. You want to raise the heat of an oven? You turn the knob.
Wasn't the whole chop with like the grama oven that they start a new fire if you turn up the temperature? So they wanted to do it like a grama or something like that?
No, it's a time delay.
Right, but why do you even need a time delay? You can always turn up, you can just keep a fire going.
It's a time delay till even the message gets there, I think. But no. Because if the fire is off, what you risk with the oven is that if, let's say, the fire is off right now, and then you raise the temperature, then for sure it's going to turn on right away. I'm saying if the fire is already going, meaning when it...
There's a suffix, secretion of their bun or something like that. I always thought that when you turn it up, there's other fires, like there's multiple...
I don't think that's true. No, I don't think that's true. I think what happens is that when it hits a certain temperature, so the fire will go down. And then when you raise it, the fire will go back. But if it's already trying to reach its desired temperature, by turning it even higher, it's not raising the fire higher, it's just stopping the fire from going off. So you could see that. I mean, a lot of times it says there's a screen, not when it's on Yom Tov mode, but there's a screen that tells you exactly how hot things are. And on this past Yom Tov, we burnt everything because it was on Yom Tov, but we couldn't see anything. And we don't actually adjust it on Yom Tov. So my wife accidentally set it on like 600, like 500 degrees. You'll see that you set it at 300 and it's right now at 200. So it's trying to go up. It's very funny. This is one shita. I guess on Wednesday we have our work cut out for us, but. Yeah, believe that I'm committed to finishing on Wednesday. That's a shame. Try. Have a great day, everybody.